Arbor Shakiri, and you are listening to WSLR LP 96.5 FM in Sarasota.
From WSLR LP 96.5 FM in Sarasota and WBPV LP 100.1 FM in Bradenton, this is Louise Coogan with your WSLR news headlines for Tuesday, July 30th. According to an investigation reported by the Florida Trident, Sarasota County Commissioner Chair Mike Moran has been spending $36,000 of taxpayer money during an 18-month period. He spent the money on travel and entertainment related to his job with PACE, a state agency that funds home improvements for low-income owners. It included trips to Vegas, to New York City and California, expensive meals, and more. The state agency pays Moran a salary of close to $200,000, plus 0.2% of each home improvement project he brings in. As a county commissioner, Moran has styled himself as a good steward of taxpayer money, saying he wants to end what he calls Sarasota socialism. He has pushed for and convinced fellow county commissioners to cut funding for child care, emergency hotline services, public housing, and the arts. Moran is termed out as county commissioner, and now he's running for Sarasota tax collector. Two projects in Sarasota and Bradenton have received honors from the Florida Trust for Historic Preservation. One of the organization's 2024 awards for excellence in historic preservation went to the Manatee Mineral Springs Project. This architectural project aims to excavate and document the site before it's impacted by encroaching development. The site east of downtown Bradenton on the Manatee River was significant for the indigenous peoples and early settlers and was part of the Underground Railroad network to freedom. The other local award was for Architectural Sarasota's Modern That Matters program. Last year, Architecture Sarasota asked area residents and some experts to pick the buildings and places they consider most important or significant for the Sarasota School of Architecture. And speaking of history, the Gator Club, the more than a century-old bar on Sarasota's Main Street, earned national honors. The club ranked on the 2024 USA Today Bars of the Year list among 27 drinking destinations in the United States. The Gator Club is a two-story bar and nightclub with more than a century of history, including bootleg whiskey, illegal gambling, and an upstairs brothel. This has been Louise Coogan with your WSLR news headlines for Tuesday, July 30th.
listening to WSLR LP 96.5 FM in Sarasota and WBPV LP 100.1 FM in Bradenton. This is the Healthy Living Hour, airing live every other Tuesday from 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Time. My name is Rebecca Acosta, and I am your host. A huge thank you here to our soundboard operator, Alvaro Montalegre. We couldn't do this without you, Alvaro. Thank you for driving tirelessly every Tuesday to do this from all the way from Tampa. Our goal is to offer a wide variety of topics and guests to better inform and educate our community on current health and wellness issues. We're going to play just a little bit of music, and we will be right back. Thank you. you again. You are listening to the Healthy Living Hour here on WSLR. My name is Rebecca. I'm your host. We have Alvaro Montalegre here running the soundboard. Thank you so much, Alvaro. And as a disclaimer, everything said here today on the Healthy Living Hour is uncensored, can be extremely diverse, and does not necessarily reflect the views of WSLR, nor their staff or volunteers. Further, no one here is providing any type of medical diagnosis, treatment, nor advice. Everything said here on the Healthy Living Hour is solely for general information and to foster critical thinking. We encourage you to consult your doctor for personal medical advice. Good morning. It's so good to be back here in Studio A at WSLR in sunny Sarasota. And today I have a very special guest. I met him recently at a little restaurant down in Gulfgate. He's a local business owner, if I may say. We have Florian Trinkwalder of Flobacha, located down in Gulfgate. And we went to a Ethiopian pop-up and met this really neat little lady, Mimi, who cooks this amazing Ethiopian food. And when we found that, we were like, wow, this is some really good stuff going on here. And they serve a kombucha. Florian discovered the healing effects of a probiotic drink that's been quite popular for a number of years, kombucha. And he makes various varieties in his shop. So Florian, thank you so much. We're going to have a little conversation about things, health, wellness, probiotics, gut health, kombucha. And he's also a musician. And I think if we're lucky, he's going to play some tunes for us as well. Florian, thank you so much for being here. And please tell us a little bit about your background and your story, if you would, please.
Yes, hello. Yeah, thanks for having us having me on the show. And Jody gave a very good summary about our little space in Gulfgate. I call it a kombucha tap room. We also have our brewery in the back there. And so our main focus is the brewing of the kombucha, and we sell it there in the tap room. And me personally, I started playing brewing kombucha about 5 years ago. My wife got me a home brewing kit for Christmas. That's how everything started. And I was just getting really more and more intrigued about kombucha for me personally when I started drinking it and discovered about the health benefits and what it did for me personally when I kind of like was in a little health crisis about 5 years ago. And I changed around a couple of things in my diet. I removed sugar from my diet. I also started adopting a sober lifestyle. For me, drinking kombucha is a big part of my medical and physical and also mental recovery. And so I'm very passionate about my kombucha. We also then started doing events in our tap room, and you mentioned the Ethiopian pop-ups. We do them every second Friday, every second and fourth Friday of the month. And we do other cool events there too. We have live music at our events. We do other events where we do other food pop-ups, and we're gonna start doing trivia nights and open mics.
And I love that you just have this nice little, like you say, a sober place for people who are in recovery or just, you know, just want that type of environment that's more health focused, very much more health focused. And if you could take us through, would you mind sharing some of what you were experiencing health wise? You said you kind of had a health crisis. If you're willing to share, whatever you're willing to share on that, and what this kombucha is, you know, the essence and the nature of what that is, and then how you felt it benefited you to come to the swing of being maybe a whole new career for you, a career path, and something that benefits our town.
Yeah, I'm a software engineer originally. And I also run a telecommunication company, which I founded about 15 years ago. It's a German company. I'm from Germany originally. But my life was tailored around basically being able to work from anywhere in the world. And at some point that brought me to Florida too, because I chose Sarasota and Florida to live here, but also do my business. But I basically work from home every day. And then during COVID, so I already felt I was pretty disconnected with the home office. And I was connected with people. I did telephone conferences and emails and phone calls and all that stuff. But I hardly met anybody in person. And then during COVID, that was amplified, because then we were completely isolated. And I felt it really took a toll on my emotional and my mental health at the time. And that's where I kind of figured I needed to change something. So for me, changing my diet, I was overweight at the time. And so I wanted to lose some weight, and sugar is obvious the first thing, which I said, okay, let's exclude all the sugar stuff. I also stopped drinking. Not that I was like a huge drinker, but it's also calories. But what I figured, and then actually I discovered kombucha for myself, because kombucha is a very, it's a fermented tea. It's a very bubbly, very enjoyable drink for me, because it's fermented a little bit. It reminded me a little bit of beers and wines and ciders. So I replaced basically a lot of things that I drank at the time with kombucha, and I really enjoyed it. And then I learned about the health benefits, because the more kombucha I drank, I felt the more my gut health was improving. And that happens when we drink kombucha or any other probiotic drinks or food. And my mental and emotional health improved so much. And I lost weight too. I think I lost about, I already had stopped drinking and the sugar, but my weight was still pretty constant. Once I added kombucha to the mix, I was losing about 20 pounds like instantly. And then just gradually my emotional and my mental health just improved. And at the time I didn't even know that kombucha or fermented food have that ability. So now I know, and I educated myself a lot about kombucha and the health benefits and how our gut health and our mental emotional health is connected. They call it the gut-brain axis, or they call the gut the second brain. Just one example, serotonin is a neurotransmitter that we need in the brain, but 85% of that is produced in the gut. And so for me, just without knowing it, I was really getting my gut biome back where it should be, and how that affected my emotional and mental health, I can't even start to explain. Because, for example, I had a lot of anxiety. My anxiety level was about, I want to say, like 85% almost constantly. And it's hard to believe, but it went down to literally zero. Like, I have no anxiety anymore. Are there scary things in life sometimes, and I have ups and downs? Absolutely. But that's not what anxiety is for me. Anxiety is being scared or on edge for no reason. There's nothing scary going on. I'm just like
There's no real threat.
There's no real threat. So that went away for me. And also I had mood swings. I had almost like depression-like states of mind. That all went away too. Like I said, still ups and downs, but it's not that roller coaster anymore. And everything is on a higher base level, you know. And of course it had to do with my diet, which I changed. I also added exercise, which I didn't exercise a lot when I was still working from home. And for me, just kombucha brewing and everything associated with it. First of all, if I brew, I do something with my hands. And it's so much different than just working with my mind as a software engineer. It's so much more fulfilling, and it gives me a lot of purpose. And then, I sleep better. Everything changes, and kombucha, I want to say, is the biggest part for my turnaround, for my personal health, how it changed my gut biome and how it helped me to get my health back in check.
It was life-changing. Absolutely. And paradigm-changing. It changes, you know, how you think and perceive things. And I just love this about natural medicine. Often is it's doable. It's not easy, but it's often the simple, small, doable changes that you implement and you make a habit, and you can really turn so much around. Like I could tell my patients, we can turn this Titanic around. You know, we don't have to hit that iceberg. And it's these small things, like, and it starts with our food. And, you know, and what you say, I'm a practitioner of Chinese medicine, and Chinese medicine, one of our main ancient texts is the Pi Wei Lun, the treatise of the spleen stomach. And it's all about the gut, all about the digestion. And so I think I could speak freely for all of my colleagues. That's where we start. That's where we look first. How is the digestive system going? And what can we do to improve things there? And you discovered that organically on your own. So yeah, thank you for being here, Flo. And just a reminder, we are here live here. And if you have any questions and you're brave enough to call in, our studio line is 941-954-8636. Florian and I welcome any and all calls. And just a quick public service announcement. As a listener of support of WSLR in Fogartyville, you may be aware that the recent news that the Sarasota County Commission has cut funding to WSLR in Fogartyville from the Tourist Development Cultural Grant recommended by the Arts and Cultural Alliance of Sarasota County. This decision limits our ability to continue bringing the world-class talent to the best listening room in Sarasota. Devastating, to quote Jesse Coleman, general manager of WSLR and Fogartyville, is the word he uses. And we all feel this way. We value, we treasure this place. This is a little treasure in Sarasota, just north of downtown here. This cut in funding wasn't due to not meeting the committee's criteria or due to the quality of the offerings available at Fogartyville. 66 performers last year performed here alone, but it was purely a political decision, as WSLR and the two other local nonprofits who lost their funding stand for the inclusion of diverse perspectives in our community. We promote democracy and understanding with economic and social justice. Now, more than ever, WSLR and Fogartyville could use your help. Be a conscientious voter. Participate in your community. I'll just make a little plug. I'm closing my practice on Election Day, and I'm going to be a poll worker. This means so much to me. We need to do this not just for ourselves, but for our kids and our grandkids, as Bernie Sanders told my significant other when he was down in Sarasota years ago. Write a letter to support your commissioner. Write a letter of support to your commissioners. Visit our website, wslr.org, where you will find a draft email you can send along with more information about how you can contribute. You will no doubt be hearing more about this in the days and weeks to come. Anyway, if ever there's a time and you've been on the fence about joining or contributing, WSLR Fogartyville could truly use your support. And again, you're listening to WSLR LP 96.5 FM in Sarasota and WBPV LP 100.1 FM in Bradenton. And this is the Healthy Living Hour, and we are talking with Florian of Sarasota's Gulfgate Area's Flobucha. And I believe we have a caller. So great. Good morning, caller. Can you please introduce yourself? Tell us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Sure. Hi, it's Rick Farmer in Sarasota. And I had a question about kombucha. Is the kombucha that one makes equal to the kombucha that you buy in the store? Is there much difference? And if you could talk about that, I'd appreciate it.
Florian, do you have a comment on that?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where I'm very, because it is different than what you get in the store. First of all, kombucha is a fermented tea, and it's essential to do like a very long ferment. We proud ourselves to do a very long first ferment. That's where basically the so-called SCOBY, the symbiotic culture of bacteria and yeast, is eating or fermenting all the sugar in the base. And that's what you ideally want to do, because then the kombucha is very, very low on sugar, which ours is. For us, a 16-ounce bottle has only between 1 and 2 grams of sugar.
Wow, that's really low compared to the stores.
Yeah, the store kombucha has at least 10 times that, sometimes 18, 20 grams for the same size of bottle. Because what the big brewers do, they don't have 4 weeks to ferment. They do something, they add something called an acidifier. They put together the same base like us, but they put that acidifier in, then they ferment for 1 or 2 days, then they bottle it and sell it. And it has two effects. First of all, it's very high on sugar at the store kombucha. It also has that tangy, vinegary taste to it from that acidifier. A traditionally fermented kombucha, we call it the grandmother method, doesn't have that. It's very smooth. And that's the other thing. It tastes so much better, too. I have a lot of people who come into the store who basically say, I don't like kombucha. It's mostly the husbands, you know. The women come in with their husbands in the tow, and they're like, oh, excited, I found a kombucha place. And the husbands, they come in and it's like, oh, not that stuff again, you know. So I get them to try ours, and they like it, you know, because it isn't as tangy as vinegary. It's very enjoyable. And then one lady came in the other day. She brought a growler, which we call like our half-gallon jugs. She came in the very next day and bought 2 growlers and said, like, my husband drank it all. I'm going to get him his own growler now. So she bought 2. To answer your question, it tastes better. It's much lower on sugar. And also for the health benefits, because during that 4 weeks of fermentation, that's where all the magic happens. That's where the sugar...
So you let yours go for 4 weeks?
For up to 4 weeks. We do between 2 and 4 weeks. It depends a little bit on the temperature. In the winter times, we have to ferment a little longer because it's a little colder. But yeah, we ferment for up to 4 weeks. And that's where the magic happens. And that's where the vitamins being created. That's where the sugar is being broken up in all this acidic acids and lactic acids, all that healthy stuff, all the antioxidants. And there is actually, interesting, I didn't know that there for the longest time, there is vitamins being created during that fermentation process, especially B vitamins, a lot of B12, for example.
Would you say some of the commercial ones, like a Publix or something, are actually bad because of the sugar, or they're just, you know, not as good?
They're not as good. Another thing which a lot of people don't know, that not all, but a lot of the store kombucha is actually pasteurized. which for me, it's a crime to pasteurize a probiotic drink because you kill all the healthy, natural, good stuff in there. And what they do, they pasteurize it and then they add probiotics in it, basically lab-grown probiotics.
Well, that's hideous. I should check. I don't even know that happened. Do you sell Sobe, or is there a place where one can get that?
Do you sell the Sobe?
We don't sell it. We just give it away for free. So if you come into our tap room in Gulfgate, we give you a free Sobe, we give you a free starter, and you can start making your own.
Wow, that's
all right,
a great service.
I'm so glad I called the show today because I didn't even know you were there. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Rick, for calling
in. I'll be
bye. Very good. Thank you. Yeah, that's wonderful that you generously give this so that people can kind of start their own home brewery as well.
Yeah, it is. And the best kombucha you can have is actually your homebrew kombucha because that's another thing. The fresher you consume your kombucha, the better it is. Storage and transportation, they found out in a study in 2022 that within 8 days of storage and transportation, you lose 99% of the acetic acid bacteria, which is the main probiotic health benefit component.
The acetic acid?
So, yeah, yes. the bacteria.
Correct. Oh,
and
the bacteria,
within 8 days, you lose 99% if you transport and store it by in not ideal temperatures. And all the store stuff, for sure, it's been transported or stored longer than eight days. So the best kombucha you get is the one at home because it's super fresh. But if you come to our tap room, the kombucha that we sell there is basically produced the same day or just the day before. So it is just like homemade. So for people who don't have the passion or the patience or the time to produce their own kombucha, get it at our tap room. It's just as good as homebrewed and much better than what you get in the stores.
Yeah, definitely. I'll just share really quickly, if I may, a small story. I used to make this kombucha, oh my goodness, maybe over 10 years ago. And so people who don't know, there's this little kind of critter called a SCOBY. It's a mushroom, a flat type of mushroom, and it's the mother, and then it'll make little babies, and you pull those apart, and then you can do another starter and another one, and you put that tea in, and it. My limited understanding is it kind of eats off that sugar, and again does its magic, like you say, yeah. and gives all these vitamins and good healthy GI gut probiotics for us. And once you're making these things, I think I had about 12 or 15 big bowls of this stuff. I was running out of counter space, and it's like, oh my gosh, what do you do with all this? So I really appreciate a place such as yours where I don't have to deal with that. I can just get it fresh. It's better quality, and the health benefits are bar none compared to their counterparts.
Yeah, the SCOBYs, they are like little animals, and they and they multiply. That's why we're giving it away for free too, because each batch we make, it creates a new layer. And at some point you can separate the layers because at some point they kind of get too thick. So instead of throwing them away, we give them away. Whoever wants a SCOBY and wants to start brewing their kombucha, come by, get a SCOBY from us. If we still have some over, we compost them. And by the way, our whole facility is very environmental conscious. So we, for example, we take the bottles back. The growlers that we call our big chugs, the growlers, we take them back. You even get a $2 discount if you bring them back for a refill. We call it a refill. It's basically a swap because we want to clean and sanitize the growlers and also the bottles. And we do that. We have a professional sanitizer with a 180-degree final step. So everything is being sanitized and sterilized. And we relabel them and we reuse them. It's just most of my customers, they bring all our bottles back. And it's just great recycling, being environmental
conscious.
Responsible, yeah, and conscious, yeah. And just doing, avoiding trash. And that's another thing. If you buy your kombucha in the store, what do you do with the bottle? It ends up in the trash.
Right.
With our kombucha, you can bring the bottle back. And it's also our tap room is, like you mentioned before, it's a sober venue. It's a social venue. You come in, you always meet other people. We have live music every now and then. And it's just, that's another thing which I'm very passionate about is the community building. We want to build a community. We do recovery meetings, for example, in our space. Every Thursday we have a recovery meeting.
What time are those, may I?
These are at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And the program which we are in is called SMART. It's a self-management recovery training. It's not only for alcohol or addictions. It's for any compulsive behavior, because we know that all these compulsive things come from the same area of the brain. And the so-called tools that we have, it's rational tools that we have to deal with these. Like we deal with the cravings, we keep up motivation, and it's based on rational emotive behavioral therapy. And for me, it helped me a lot to like I said in my introduction, to turn my life around. It's not only what we eat, what we do, it's also our thinking. And our patterns that we are created a long time ago, some of the patterns aren't even ours. You know, we just think in a specific way. And SMART and other mindful techniques can help us to change our thought patterns and change our life that way.
Yeah, so, yeah. I just love your story. And if I can just make a small comment on this, it's so obviously felt when I walked in to your, Flobucha down in Gulf Gate. There's a sense of community, and there's just the sense of friendliness that sometimes you don't feel. You know, we pick up on those things, and everybody's friendly, and you know, you see these strength, you just start talking to one another, and it's just, I just sense like, wow, that your place really fosters that type of environment at a really high level. And, you know, it's something that I don't notice every other place I go to. And so I think that's such a valuable thing and a unique quality here in this timing where things are, you know, difficult, and you know, people are polarized on so many things. So, but you really provide this collective sweet little venue there in Gulf Gate, and we love it, and it's noticeable. And
thanks.
And you have different flavors of this kombucha. You have some really unique blends, and I think that's what's fun too. I think I noticed like 10 or 12 different flavors, perhaps.
Yeah, let me explain a little bit about that. First of all, when I started making my kombucha, I basically started from scratch. I didn't even look what other brewers do and what flavors they are using. I'm a software engineer and very methodical person. So I basically started doing permutations of all different berry, fruity and floral and herbal notes. And my poor friends, some of them are listening today, I think, I invited them over for so-called taste parties. I had like big sheets and I did all these permutations, and they got ratings sheets 1 to 10. And then everything which rated 8 or higher, that's what I took further, and I improved on it and I fine-tuned it. So at some point I had 6, which I started with, and these are our regular, we call it the regular flavors. We have these all year round, and we have a blueberry, lemon, basil, which is the first one I did. Then I have a raspberry, lemon, lavender. I have one with blackberry and fennel in it. I have a guava, lemon, ginger, hibiscus. And then we have one which I'm very passionate about too. It's called Pog, passion fruit orange guava, which is inspired by a Hawaiian drink. And my friend Sam, who used to live here in Sarasota, he moved to Maui about 2 years ago, and he told me about Pog. It's just a juice mix there. And when he told me about Pog and that combination of these three flavors, I instantly said, I'm going to do a kombucha version out of it. So we got the Pog, and then I think I'm missing one, six, right? Pomegranate, lemon, ginger, lavender, which is happens to be my wife's favorite. Her name is Erica, and she is the one who gave me the home brewing kit initially, so it's kind of like all her fault that that all became what it is now. I have something which is super excited too, which we are actually relaunching on the 6th of August, so pretty soon. It's kombucha-based non-alcoholic wine alternatives, because I was a very passionate wine drinker. I don't drink alcohol anymore, but I sometimes miss the taste of wine. So I made kombuchas who taste like wines but are non-alcoholic, and they're sparkly. I got three different ones. I have a Sauvignon Blanc based one, which is like a white wine. I have a rosé, and I have a Cabernet Sauvignon one. And we are launching this under our on a different brand. It's not gonna be under the Flobucha brand. It's gonna be called Winesque, which I'm very excited about. And I've been looking for that name for a while, and at some point I just said, I'm going to be inspired. I'm just going to put that out in the open, and it's going to come to me. And it was one lady at the farmer's market. We are at the Sarasota farmer's market every Saturday from 7 to 1.
Okay.
And one lady, and I brought the wines there for tasting too. And one lady, she was like sipping on the wine, and I explained, it's not wines, it's non-alcoholic kombuchas, but designed to taste like wines. And she's like, yeah, they taste very wine-esque. And I said, like, I'm going to steal that. So
she named it.
So she named it. So wine-esque is going to be our, and we're going to put them in wine bottles. And I think they're going to be ideal too for in restaurants and any place who sells food or seafood, for example. There are more and more people who don't want to drink but still like the taste of wine, and these wine alternatives are just perfect for that, I think. So I'm very excited about that. And then we have two flavors which taste like beers too, because I already had the wines. I had one customer come in and he said, like, I quit drinking and I love your wine alternatives, but I'm more like a beer drinker, you know. Can you make one which tastes like a beer? I said, like, sure, you know. So I ordered some hops, and I added a dry hopping step to the kombucha. And one I have which tastes almost like an IPA, like a very hoppy beer. And I just added a second one, which I call, is more like a dark lager. And again, it's not beers, it's kombuchas. And I call it guilt-free beer, because not only is it non-alcoholic, it's also very low on carbs and sugars, like all of our kombuchas. And so a lot beer have a lot of sugars and carbs, but our beer-esque kombuchas don't have that. So I call it guilt-free beer.
Oh, I love it. Love it, Flo. Thank you so much. Again, if you're just tuning in, we're here live at WSLR on the Healthy Living Hour with Flo from Flobucha in Gulf Gates. Flo, I'll make a little comment. And you brought your acoustic guitar, and I would love to ask you, you know, if you would play something for us. But back to, like, the health benefits, I was reading in this 4 or 5 inch textbook called Nutritional Medicine, and just brushing up on probiotics, and it actually said in there that the probiotics bind to the receptors in the GI lining and your gut lining that would otherwise attract or bind the pathogen factors. So it kind of helps prevent illnesses. You know, you're keeping that whole, we're a big microbiome, you know, and we got to house the right guys in the right amount and keep the bad guys at bay. But yeah, I thought that was quite interesting. I hadn't known that before.
It's super interesting. I had the Society of Technology and Science of Sarasota in my tap room about maybe 2-3 months ago. And they asked me to give a talk about the health benefits of probiotics, fermentation, and kombucha. So that took me down a rabbit hole because I was reading a lot of the research papers, which just recently came out. Like in 22, there were, I think, 48 research papers published just about the health benefit of kombucha. And they're just starting to find out how good it is for you. And one thing that you mentioned is the gut biome. We have the good bacteria in there. We have the bad guys. And if you introduce the good colonies, which are in kombucha and other fermented foods, it's going to push out the bad ones over time. And you mentioned like the gut linings. A lot of people have something called like leaky gut, where the gut lining has like little gaps. And that's how pathogens and also parasites come through the gut lining in our bloodstream. So kombucha can help actually through the effect that you described, help heal the gut lining, and that improves our immune defenses, that improves our overall health. And for me, I didn't know about all that. I just started drinking kombucha because I really liked it. And then once I made my own, I drank my own kombucha, which is done like the right way with even more health benefits. I unknowingly basically cured my damaged gut biome in a way that it just supports my immune system so much better. And I haven't been sick since. I had COVID twice, actually, but I had a very mild form. I was maybe had a running nose for a day or two, and that was it.
It wasn't severe.
It wasn't severe at all.
Very good.
I feel it helps with my allergies too. My own theory is that allergies are basically a very nervous immune system. Your immune system attacks everything out there. There is some pollen coming in, mm-hmm. which is like, it's confused. Yeah, it thinks, oh, there is some protein which is not belonging to me. I have to attack it. And it might be mm-hmm. a virus or a bacteria, but it's just pollen. So I feel the stronger my immune system is, the more relaxed it becomes. It lays back a little bit. It doesn't attack everything out there, and it helps with my allergies. It's so interesting. This is the first 2 years in my life that I, during pollen season, I'm not suffering that much. I still have it a little bit, but I feel it so much better. And attributing all that to kombucha is probably a little bit too much, you know, but it definitely has a supporting effect for my immune system. And since I turned my lifestyle around too, because it's not only that I quit drinking and don't eat so much sugar, I also added exercise, like I said before, my sleep improved so much better. It all ties into each other for me. And like I said, for me, on the center is still the kombucha. And I'm very passionate about it. And I just want to kind of like pay that forward and tell other people about it. And that's why I'm making kombucha and selling it. Because, yeah, it's a business, but mainly it's a passion and just passing on the knowledge which I have and how it helped me and hopefully help other people.
Yeah, thank you, Flo. And I think that it is. And again, back to it, some of these simple things and, you know, a background of all these long-term cultures like German. I have a German background as too. We grew up with sauerkraut that's fermented. Mm-hmm, yes. You know, we had these foods in our diet that our modern society doesn't really get anymore. You know, the Asians and Eastern Asians, they have the kimchi. Mm-hmm. You know, there's multiple different fermented foods, and we don't pickle, we don't can, we don't do these things that grow that healthy bacteria anymore. So this is, I think it's a wonderful thing. I'm grateful your wife gave you this kit for Christmas, and I'm sure it probably wasn't on your Christmas list.
We talked about maybe making it at home. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, it was a surprise.
Yes, it was a surprise. Yes. And look where it's come. Yeah. And thank you. And would you be willing to play something? You brought your acoustic guitar.
Oh, I'm so nervous about this. I started playing in my tab room because before that I was just I'm a self-taught guitar player and singer. So that was the first time I put myself out there in our tap room, and we have open mics there every Friday, by the way, from 5 to 8. And I never really played publicly. So well, I'm super nervous.
I'm honored to have you here with this.
So this is a song from John Lennon. It's called Imagine. He plays it on the piano. I play it in the piano too in the tap room every now and then, but this is my guitar version of it. Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us, above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Yeah, imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for, and no religion to. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday
much, Florian. What a beautiful song, and so timely for what we're all kind of experiencing right now. And thank you so much for being a guest. I have a question. I almost hate to ask it because it shifts the whole energy, and I kind of hate this, but I'm going to ask it. I'm so sorry. The kombucha, when it goes out your door for people who purchase it, what's the shelf life in the refrigerator on it?
It needs to be refrigerated at all times.
Right.
That's how we are able to sell it unpasteurized. But it's in the fridge for up to 6 months.
Oh,
so we
okay.
get a very long refrigerated shelf life.
Excellent, yeah. Excellent. Flo, thank you so much for joining us today, taking the time, playing a beautiful song. Really just appreciate your journey in this. You're receiving a kit for Christmas and to having a tap room in Gulfgate, music that's just welcoming. And it's just really everything that WSLR and Fogartyville and so many of us are about here too. So on that note, Flo, if people want to find you or want for more information, how do they find you, please?
Yeah, our tap room is, like I said, in the beautiful Gulfgate Village. We are on, the address is 2725 Mall Drive in Sarasota, Florida. And we, you can also just type Flo Bucha into Google Maps and it'll basically bring you right there. We also have a webpage. It's www.flobucha.com. And yeah, we have our flavors on there. We have like a little events section. We have a news section. Whenever something cool is happening, it's going to be on the webpage. You can also follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and yeah, that's how you find us.
Wow. Thank you, Flo. Thank you so much for joining us today. Everybody, thank you for tuning in. You are listening to WSLR LP 96.5 FM in Sarasota and WBPV LP 100.1 FM in Bradenton. Join us next Tuesday at 9 a.m.